The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in February of 1969 in Los Angeles.
Chapter 6, Samkhya Yoga, verse number 1. The Blessed Lord said, "One who is unattached to the fruits of his work, and who works as he is obligated, is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no work." Purport. In this chapter, the Lord explains that the process of the Eightfold Yoga System is a means to control mind and senses. However, this is very difficult for people in general to perform, especially in this age of Kali. Although the Eightfold Yoga System is recommended in this chapter, the Lord emphasizes that the process of Karma Yoga, or acting in Krishna consciousness, is better. Everyone acts in this world to maintain his family and their paraphernalia, but no one is working without some self-interest, some personal gratification, be it concentrated or extended. The criterion of perfection is to act in Krishna consciousness and not with a view to enjoying the fruits of work. To act in Krishna consciousness is the duty of every living entity because we are constitutionally parts and parcels of the Supreme. The parts of the body work for the satisfaction of the whole body. The limbs of the body do not act for self-satisfaction, but for the satisfaction of the complete whole. Similarly, the living entity acting for satisfaction of the Supreme Whole and not for personal satisfaction is the perfect sannyasi, the perfect yogi. The sannyasins sometimes artificially think that they have become liberated from all material duties, and therefore they cease to perform Agnihotra yagnas, fire sacrifices.
There are some yagnas to be performed by everyone for purification. So a sannyasi does not require to perform the yagnas. So by stopping that ritualistic performance of yagna, sometimes they think that they are liberated. But actually, unless he comes to the standard platform of Krishna consciousness, there is no question of liberation.
But actually, they are self-interested because their goal is to become one with the impersonal Brahman.
There is demand. The impersonalists, they have got one demand that to become one with the Supreme impersonal being. But a devotee has no demand. He simply engages himself to serve Krishna for the satisfaction of Krishna. They do not want anything in return. That is pure devotion. Just like Lord Chaitanya said, nadhanangana janangana sundarin kavitan bhajagadishakam. I do not want any wealth, I do not want any number of followers, I do not want any nice wife. Simply let me be engaged in your service. That's all. That is the Bhakti Yoga system. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Lord Nrisimha there, "My dear boy, you have suffered for me so much, so whatever you want, you ask for." So he refused. "My dear master, I am not doing mercantile business with you, that I will take some remuneration from you for my service." This is pure devotion. So yogis are the gyanis. They are demanding that they should become one with the Supreme. Why one with the Supreme? Because they have got bitter experience by this separation of material plans. But a devotee has no such thing. The devotee remains, although separate from the Lord, is fully enjoying in the service of the Lord.
Right. So this desire is greater than any material desire, but it is not without self-interest. Similarly, the mystic yogi who practices the yoga system with half open eyes, ceasing all material activities, desires some satisfaction for his personal self. But the person acting
actually, the yogi is one self. Material power. That is the perfection of yoga. Not perfection, that is one of the procedure. Just like if you are actually practicing the regulative principles of yoga, then you can get 8 kinds of perfection. You can become lighter than the cotton swan. You can become heavier than the stone. You can get anything, whatever you like, immediately. Sometimes you can even create a planet. Such powerful yogis are there. Vishwamitra yogi, he did it actually. He wanted to get man from palm tree. Why man should be begotten through the 10, living 10 months within the womb of mother. They will produce just like fruit. He did it like that. So sometimes yogis are so powerful they can do. So these are all material powers. Such yogis, they are also vanquished. How long you can remain on this material power? So bhakta yogis, they do not want anything such. Wrong. Yes?
But a person acting in Krishna consciousness works for the satisfaction of the whole without self-interest. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for self-satisfaction. His criterion of success is the satisfaction of Krishna, and thus he is the perfect sannyasi or perfect yogi. Lord Chaitanya, the highest perfectional symbol in Krishna consciousness, prays in this way, O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor to enjoy beautiful women. Neither do I want any number of followers. What I want only is the causeless mercy of your devotional service in my life, birth after birth.
So a devotee does not want even salvation. Why Lord Chaitanya says birth after birth? The salvationist, they want to stop. The voidies, they want to stop this material way of life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says birth after birth. That means he is prepared to undergo all kinds of material pain, birth after birth. But what he wants, he simply wants to be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is the perfection. I think you can stop. Stop here.
Prabhupada, you said that the spirit soul is 1/10,000 of the hair. In the spiritual sky, is the spirit soul still just that big? The spirit soul, when he goes back...
That is his constitutional position. Either in the spiritual sky or in material sky. He is the same. But as you develop in the material world, material body, similarly in the spiritual world, you can develop a spiritual body. You follow? Your position is that a small particle, but spirit can expand. This expansion in the material world is being done in contact with matter. And in the spiritual world, that expansion can be done in spirit. Here, in the material world, I am spirit soul, I am different from this body, because this body is matter. And I am living. I am living force. But this material body is not living force. And in the spiritual world, there is everything living force. There is no dead matter. Therefore the body is also spiritual. Just like water with water, water, that's all. But water and oil, distinction. Similarly, I am spirit soul, I am say oil, so I am in the water, so there is distinction. But if I am put into the oil, then everything is oil. The impersonalists, they do not develop body. They simply remain as spirit particle. That is their idea. But we Vaishnava, we want to serve Krishna, therefore you require hands, legs and mouth and tongue and everything. So we are given such body. As we are getting this body from the womb of the mother, similarly we get body in the spiritual world, not from the womb of the mother, but there is process to get, you can get.
That can be done artificially, nobody can do that,
a trick. Artificially? Yeah,
no one can develop a spiritual body just by his own
will.
Oh, I shall develop a spiritual body.
And this Krishna consciousness practice is turning this material body into spiritual body. How it is done? The example has several times given that you put the iron in the fire, the more it is warm, it becomes fire. When the iron is red hot, that means when the iron has acquired the qualities of fire, you touch the iron anywhere, it will act as fire. Similarly, this body, although it is material, there are so many examples that a metal electrifier, the metal is not electricity, but when it is electrified, it touches the metal, you get electric shock immediately. Just like the electric wire. Copper, it is copper. But as soon as it is electrified, you touch it, you get electric shock. There are so many examples. Similarly, if your body is spiritualized, then the material action is no more. Material action means sense gratification. So the more one becomes spiritualized, the material demands become nil. No more material activities. So how you can do that? The same example, you have to keep the iron constantly with the fire. You have to keep yourself constantly in Krishna consciousness. Then in your this body, material body, is spiritualized. There is a Sanskrit grammatical law which is called mayat, mayat pratyah. Mayat means there is a word just like sarnamaya. Sarnamaya means golden. Golden can be called when it is made of pure gold. That is also golden. And if it is made of something else, but the coating is gold, large quantity of gold, it is also golden. Similarly, when this material body is full with spiritual activities only, this is also spiritual. Therefore, saintly persons, of course, in your country, everyone is put into the grave after passing away. But in India, according to Vedic system, only very high personality devotees, their body is not burnt. It is considered spiritual. A sannyasi's body is not burnt because it is considered spiritual. So how it becomes spiritual? The same example. When the body has no more any material activities, simply spiritual activity in Krishna consciousness, that body is spiritual. So, if this world is become full in Krishna consciousness, nobody is working for sense gratification, only for satisfaction of Krishna, this world becomes spiritual world immediately. This requires little time to understand. Anything used for Krishna, simply for Krishna's satisfaction, it is spiritual. Just like you are using this microphone for talking about Krishna, then it is spiritual. Otherwise, what is the difference between this prasadam and ordinary food? We are distributing prasadam. The people will say, what is prasadam? The same fruit we eat, and you have simply cut into pieces, it has become prasadam. They can say that. Oh, it is prasadam. But it is prasadam. You go on eating this prasadam, you become spiritualized. Actually, it is prasadam. It's simple. Just like the same example, if I take that iron, hot iron, if I say it is fire, somebody may say, oh, why it is fire? It is iron. I say, touch it. These are crude examples, but that is it. When your activities actually, in higher sense, there is no matter. There is no matter, everything is spiritual. Because Krishna is spiritual. Krishna is whole spirit, and the matter is one of the energy of Krishna. Therefore, it is also spirit. But because it is being misused, not for the purpose of Krishna, therefore it is matter. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to spiritualize, re-spiritualize the whole thing, whole social position, political position, anything. It is a very nice movement. People should try to understand it. And if it is actually spiritualized the whole world, of course that is not possible. But the ideal is like that. But at least if individually one tries this re-spiritualization method, his life becomes perfect. Yes?
Prabhupada, it is written in the Bhagavad Gita that we just read from, about having faith and that Krishna will provide for us. And also, further on in the Gita, it is said that God helps those who help themselves.
Yes.
Now, how should we determine what we should determine
our... Health sense means you put yourself under Krishna, that is helping yourself. And if you think, oh, I can protect myself, then you are not helping yourself. Just like this finger, so long it is healthy, working, if there is some trouble, I can spend thousands of dollars for this. But if this finger is cut off from my body, if you trample down with your feet this finger, I don't care for it. Similarly, to help oneself means to put oneself in the proper position as part and parcel of Krishna. That is real helping. Otherwise, how you can help? The finger can help itself by putting itself in the proper position of the hand and work for the whole body. That is proper position. If the finger thinks that I shall remain separated from this body and help myself, it will die. So as soon as we think that I shall live independently without caring for Krishna, that is my death. And as soon as I engage myself as part and parcel of Krishna, that is my life. So helping oneself means to know one's position and work in that way. So that is helping. Without knowing what is his position, how one can help oneself? It is not possible. Yes?
Then we should always try to act discriminately and always try to serve Krishna, not have Krishna serve us.
Huh?
Always feel that we should try to serve Krishna.
Yeah.
Not say that we will do this and Krishna will provide, or Krishna will help us.
But you are serving Krishna, that means you are doing. Serving means doing. What do you mean by serving? Actually, when you serve somebody, are you not doing something? You are engaged in serving Krishna. How? You are going to preach Krishna consciousness, you are cooking, you are cleaning, you are somebody doing something. So helping Krishna means doing. Helping Krishna does not mean you sit down tightly. That is Krishna consciousness activities. Whatever asset you have got to work, utilize it for Krishna. That is bhakti. Now we have got, what assets we have got? We have got the mind. All I think of Krishna. We have got this hand, wash the temple, or cook for Krishna. We have got these legs, go to the temple of Krishna. We have got this nose, smell the flowers offered to Krishna. So you can engage. So Krishna consciousness engage means working, activity. Arjuna, he was declined to act. Krishna was infusing him to act. This is the whole Bhagavad Gita. Krishna consciousness does not mean that no work. To engage yourself in Krishna consciousness means to work for Krishna. Krishna does not say, of course in this chapter Krishna will say something about, he never says Arjuna, my dear friend Arjuna, you don't care for this world, you sit down and meditate upon me. Have you seen in the Bhagavad Gita? This meditation means to stop all nonsense work. Sit down tightly. But those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they have to work for Krishna. Just like child, simply disturbing the home mother says, my dear child, sit down here. But if you can work nicely, you ask mother, ask my dear boy, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do that. So sit down tightly for the nonsense, not for the sensible. For the nonsense, the more he sits down, at least he does not commit any nonsense, that's all. Negation of nonsense. That is not positive. Here is positive activities. So negation is no life. Positive life is life. don't do this is no life. Do this, this is life. But you know, to do rightly, there are some things don't. Don't is not life. Do is life. All Bhagavad Gita is do. Do fight for me. There is nothing don't. Arjuna wanted, don't induce me. Krishna did not like that. You are speaking like non-Aryan. Kuta speak asmalanidam, anarja, jishtam. It is this kind of words are spoken by the non-Aryans. He was accused of being non-Aryan. Anarja. So Krishna consciousness does not mean sitting idly. No. We have the whole pastimes of Krishna full of activities. When you go to spiritual world, Krishna is always dancing, up to 24 hours dance there and eat there. Where you sit down? There is no question of sit down. Have you heard anything about gopis meditating? Sit down. Have you heard? That Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then what is that? Dancing. Hare Krishna. You see? Spirit, you are spirit soul. How you can stop yourself silent? That is not possible. Arjuna refused. Well, you will find in this chapter, when Arjuna was recommended, my dear Arjuna, you meditate. He immediately refused. My dear Krishna, it is not possible for me. It is not possible for me. That is actual fact. How is it possible for him? He was a householder man. He wanted kingdom. He wanted to rule over the country. How? Where is the time for his meditation? He flatly refused. My dear Krishna, it is not possible for me. He says it's controlling the mind. Vayuriva Sudhuskaram. It is as difficult as to control the air. That is a fact. You have to engage the mind in Krishna. Then it is controlled. Otherwise, artificial, you cannot control. It is impossible. Arjuna said, what to speak of others? Who is Arjuna? Personally talking with Krishna. Do you think he is ordinary man? He said that it is impossible. Vairava Sudhuskaram. This very example he has given. Chanchala himmana Krishna pramathi balavadriham. My dear Krishna, you are asking me to control the mind. It is so powerful that and restless. I think to control the mind is as good as to control the air. If there is high wind, can you control it? He gives this example. You can control the mind when you fix up the mind in Krishna's lotus feet. That's all. No nonsense can come within your mind. Simply Krishna. That is perfection of meditation. Activities. Recreation?
Yes.
Dancing? Come on, dance with us. Is it not recreation? And when you get tired, take prasadam. Do you want more recreation than this? What is your answer? Is it not recreation?
Yes.
Why difficult? Dancing is difficult? Chant and dance? As you can come, anyone can come, everyone is welcome. We don't charge anything for this dancing. You go to ball dance and so many other dances, you pay for it. But we don't charge. We simply, these students simply beg something because we have to maintain. We don't charge anything. So if you simply come and dance and for recreation, it is very nice. Everything is there in Krishna consciousness. We want music, there is music. You want dancing, there is dancing. You can bring nice musical instruments, you can join. We distribute nice palatable dishes. So, practically this is a system of recreation only. Yes. If you seriously think, you'll find this system, there is no labor at all, simply recreation. Susukham. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, you find susukham. Everything is pleasing and happy. Find out anything in our system that this is troublesome. Tell me practically, anyone. This point is very troublesome. Just put your counter-argument. Simply pleasing. It is simply recreation. That's all. You just point out, Swamiji, this point is not very recreation or very good, not very unhappy also. Nothing. People want. That is their nature, just like the children. When they see that boys and girls are dancing, their children are also dancing, automatically. This is spontaneous. This is life. And that is our real life in the spiritual world. There is no anxiety. Simple people are dancing and chanting and eating nicely, that's all. There is no factory. There is no labor. There is no technical institution. There is no need. These are all artificial. Anandamaya Vyasat, the Vedanta says, every living entity, God is anandamaya, full of bliss and pleasure, and we are part and parcel of God, we are also. The same quality, anandamaya Vyasat. So, our whole process is to join the Supreme Anandama, Krishna, in his dance party. That will make us actually happy. Here we are trying to be happy by artificial means. And we are becoming frustrated. But if we actually be situated in Krishna consciousness, simply you revive your original position, joyful, simply joyful. Anandamaya Vyasat, these are the Vedanta terms. Because our nature is anandama. Everyone is trying to find out. In this Lasinika Avenue, there are so many restaurants, so many things and so many signboards. What? They are advertising, come on, here is ananda, here is pleasure. He is advertising here, we are also doing. Like that, here is ananda. So everyone is searching after ananda, pleasure. But there is different standard of pleasure. The same thing, somebody are trying to find out pleasure from the material point of view. Somebody is trying to find pleasure from speculation, philosophy, poetry or art. And somebody is trying to find out pleasure in the transcendental state. Everyone is trying to find out pleasure. That is our business only. Why you are working so hard day and night? Because you know at night I shall mix with that girl or I shall mix with my wife or I shall enjoy. Everyone is accepting all kinds of trouble to find out that pleasure. Pleasure is the ultimate goal. But we do not know where is the pleasure. That is the illusion. Real pleasure is in the transcendental form with Krishna. We'll find Krishna always jolly. You draw so many pictures, you see. And if you join, you become jolly. Krishna. Have you seen any picture Krishna is working with machine? A huge machine. Or have you seen any picture he is mocking? By nature, pleasure, you see. Pleasure. So you have to unfurl yourself, in that way, and you find pleasure. Simply full of pleasure, that's all. Anandamaya vyasa. By nature, simply pleasure. Not by artificial means.
Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi.
In the Brahma Sangita, I find. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi. Stavi jariva nirupa tayatala bhi. Goloka eva nivasatya silatma bhuta. Govindamadiparsam tamang bhajami. Ananda chinmaya rasa. Rasa means the taste, the mellow. Just like we try to taste a sweet meat, a sweet candy or anything. Why? Because there is a very nice taste. So everyone is trying to have some taste from everything. We want to enjoy sex life. There is some taste. So that is called adi, taste. So there are so many tastes. Yet, in the Brahma Sangha, ananda chinmaya rasa. That taste, material taste, he may taste it, but it will be finished immediately. Just a few minutes. Suppose you have got very nice sweet meat. You taste it. You get, oh, it is very nice. Or take another. All right. And another, no, I don't want it. Finished. Is it? So material taste is finishable. It is not unlimited. But real taste is unlimited. If you taste one, then you cannot find it. It will go on, increasing. Anandam udhi vadhanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this taste is simply increasing. It is, although it is ocean-like, great, still it is increasing. Here you have seen ocean, it is limited. Your Pacific Ocean is tossing. But it is not increasing. If it increases, then it is heaven. You see? But by nature's law, by God's order, it does not come beyond its limit. Within the limit it is. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that there is an ocean of bliss, ocean of test, of transcendental bliss, which is increasing. Anandamudi vardhanam, pratipadam purnamita sadhanam, sarvatma savanam param vijayati Sri Krishna sankirtanam. You will get by this chanting Hare Krishna, your pleasure potency increasing more and more, more and more. Yes, what is your
question?
Yes, yes. Even in the atom. Oh, yes. Wherever he lives in his own paraphernalia. Anoraniyan, mahato mahiyan. He is the biggest than the biggest. And he is the smallest than the smallest. That is Vishnu. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. Paramanu means atom. You cannot see even atom. how small he is within that atom. He's everywhere.
How can you tell us to it? Wherever Krishna is, that is Vrindavan. And what I was wondering, if Krishna is present within our heart, does that mean within our heart is
Vrindavan? Yes, one has realized he is living in Vrindavan, anywhere. A realized soul is always living in Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, one has realized Krishna, then he is always living in Vrindavan. He is nowhere. Just like Krishna or Vishnu is living in everyone's heart. But he is living in the dog's heart also. Does it mean that he is doggy? He is living in Vaikuntha. Although he is living in the dog's heart, but he is living in Vaikuntha. Similarly, a devotee may seem to be living in some place which is far from Vrindavan, but he is living in Vrindavan. That's the fact.